Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisors all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dan Ramos and Jeff Strauss, co-founders of Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Founded in 1999 and franchising since 2006, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center is a full-line specialty retail destination for cats and dogs that has created a community for pet enthusiasts to come and be pet people. I'm going to talk to Dan and Jeff about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dan Ramos and Jeff Strauss, the co-founders of Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. And founded in 1999 and franchising since 2006, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center is a full-line specialty retail destination for cats and dogs that has created a community for pet enthusiasts to come and be pet people. Hi, Dan. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, Marty. Thanks. Doing well.
Oh, that's great. It's great. It's great to have both of you on the show. We'd like to ask, where are you calling from this morning, Dan and Jeff?
We're calling from Denver, Colorado.
Nice. How's the weather there today?
It is gorgeous.
Is it? Well, that's just Colorado for you. It's a great place, but I know the weather's always like up and down. I heard it cooled off a bit, hasn't it?
It has. We had a dusting of snow already once, but
incredible.
We have our ski passes ready to go.
That's fantastic. It's, you know, it's always interesting. When I was reading about you, Dan and Jeff, it always seems like, you know, the great businesses, they solve a need, you know, or a want in the market. And I thought that was kind of part of the whole history of Wagon Wash. Maybe, you know, you could talk a little bit about the history.
Yeah, you know, we definitely were filling a need, a personal need for ourselves to begin with. We had an aging Dalmatian named Jenny who was stuck at home 10-plus hours a day because we were both in corporate jobs. And,
right.
You know, we were just feeling guilty that we couldn't give her the attention that we thought she deserved. So
right.
The desire was to create a business that she could be by our side while we were making some income. And that's what kind of led us towards the pet industry.
Right.
That was the seed of starting the business.
The industry is fascinating, too. I mean, you know, I've been following it, Dan and Jeff, you know, and it seems like there is, there's been some nice growth in the industry, would you say?
It's been phenomenal growth, not only for Wagon Wash, which is really what prompted us to get into the franchise
right.
side of things, but it's, the industry was doing about, I think, over $17 billion in 1999
yeah.
when we started the store, and this year, it from industry trade publications, it is expected to surpass the mid $50 billion. So it's been about
amazing.
A $2.65 billion growth per year since
per year.
We have been in the business. Yeah.
That's fascinating. I mean, what is it attributed to? I mean, it seems to me like, I mean, the pet is certainly elevated in society, you know, I mean, going back from the 50s, you know, and it seems like every year the pet becomes a bigger part of, I guess you could say, the family. Is that really what it's attributed to?
I think that's exactly what's happened. You know, we have seen since we've been in business more and more households identifying their cats and their dogs as a family member and not just
yes.
a pet. And
yeah.
so I think we've just hit on a niche where we've been able to tap into that emotional connection between the humans and their companion animals, and that just it keeps growing every year. And as we know, parents love to spoil and spend money on their children, and
right.
fortunately for us, their cats and dogs are their children as well.
Exactly. Who gets credit for the name Wagon Wash? That is very clever.
I really have to give credit to my sister for coming up with that name.
That's a clever
name. Was, yeah. So I give credits and hats off to her for helping
That's
come
great.
Up with that name.
Yeah, no, it does. It has a very nice ring to it. I know a lot of our listeners are asking, Dan and Jeff, they're probably saying, okay, you know, maybe if you can describe the Wagon Wash, you know, as a franchise. I was recently at a franchise show in New York, and it seems like a lot of the questions when someone comes up to the booth is they say, so what do you guys do? How do you typically answer the question?
Our best answer to that for people is if they can imagine that we're a Whole Foods for cats and dogs. So we're a retail destination, and we're a one-stop shop. We focus on only natural and high-quality healthy foods for cats and dogs, as well as supplements and nutrition. We also provide self-service dog washes for people who don't want to wash their dogs themselves. We have full-service
right.
grooming available. We
That's
have
great.
Bakeries in each of our stores where we bake our own line of proprietary biscuits. And then, of course, we have toys and gear and supplies, everything you need to spoil your pets in one place.
I have to tell you, I mean, when I saw some of the food, it looked good enough for people to eat, actually. I was looking at it. I said, oh, my God. It looks like a fantastic place. I seen some of the videos on YouTube, you know, and I just think it's a fascinating opportunity.
Except for some of the liver items, I think Dan and I have probably tasted just about everything that's come out of our oven.
That's fantastic. It's really amazing. How has technology played a role in the business, Dan and Jeff?
Most recently, we've just converted our POS system to a new light speed system, which has really helped us be more efficient with inventory management and all the behind-the-scenes administrative stuff that we need for, like, pricing and orders, et cetera. And it's allowed us to do that on a global level among all of our stores. So instead of being little independent operators now, we're all under one umbrella of this system. So it's really – actually, it has helped our business quite a bit.
I think also, Marty, that the technology in nutrition and food science, not only for I mean, on the human side, it's really translated well to the dog and cat side in, you know, what we're healthfully testing on dogs and cats by just feeding them and seeing if they like it or not.
Right.
And going into, you know, a whole area of grain free is something that didn't exist really when we started in the business 14 years ago and is quite, you know, quite prevalent today.
It's interesting, Dan, Jeff, when you talk about, you know, starting the business 14 years ago, I mean, did you envision this whole thing as far as, like, franchising the concept when you first started, or was it something that just kind of, like, maybe the light bulb went off and said, you know what, you can take this and you can duplicate the concept in other locations in the United States or even the world?
Yeah, we had no idea that our business would turn into what it was going to be. It was simply something that we wanted to do, not so much as a hobby, but just more as a passion.
Right.
You know, we had envisioned the one store where we would work and have our dog by our side.
Right.
But, you know, I think from the day we opened the door, we just listened to customers and tried to identify what their needs were and to anticipate those needs. And that drove our business to what it is today. When we started, we were just a dog wash and bakery, and we've become much more since then because of the needs that our customers were bringing to us. And at some point after our second store opened, we realized that we had what we felt was a great business model. We were experiencing a lot of success with it, and that is when we decided we wanted to position ourselves to be able to franchise so we could, you know, help other people share in that success if they were passionate about animals like we were and wanted to go into business for themselves.
That's great. This is a question for both of you. You know, the answer might be the same or it might be different. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since launching Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center?
I think, let's see, this is Jeff. Marty, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've worked in a family business for 16 years prior, before my dad's retirement, and you know, I never had the gratification from customers like in this business and in our industry. People repeatedly come back. You feel so gratified. You're able to answer questions for them, and they come back in and say, "Oh, this really worked really well, and we really appreciate your advice and your knowledge and your background, and you know, from our community involvement as well." They just come back in and say they wouldn't go anywhere else, and it just I never had the sense of community in another business as I do from not only our industry but particularly our business.
It's an interesting response, Jeff. You know, and in talking about community, there's so many different types of business opportunities out there. You know, and again, as the pet, as we said, has become part of the family. I mean, it's an important service that you're really providing. You know, so in addition to the money, it seems to me that you're getting something else, and your franchisees are probably getting something else in return.
Absolutely, it's that bond and that it's that two-way feeling, and it's great when that's when the customer comes back in and says this is exactly what we needed.
That's great. How do you feel about that, Dan? To that question.
You know, expanding on that a little bit, I think, and this just happened within the last couple of weeks. Most interesting, maybe not, but probably the most touching for me is our company goal objective is to foster and support the bond between humans and their companion animals. And, we take that goal seriously, but a lot of times, you don't always realize how much impact you're having on your customers until we had just got an email from a customer this week that had told us about her. She had to put her companion down, and the last thing she did before she did that is she wanted to take her dog one more time to Wagon Wash for its bath because it was her dog's favorite place to go.
Right.
And, it just really opened my eyes to, we really are having an impact on that bond between humans and their companion animals. And you know, that was just very interesting and touching to realize that that has happened.
Yeah, it is touching. I mean, the role that you're playing in their lives, you know, and the pets' lives. I mean, it's that is an emotional story. We had to, you know, last year we had to put our dog down too, and it's just say there's nothing worse, you know, but it's just something that you just don't forget. I mean, because they truly are part of the family, you know. So I mean, that is, it's an amazing story. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
Well, you know, first and foremost, they have got to be companion animal enthusiasts like we are. It has to be someone who identifies their cats and their dogs as being family members. And, you know, absolutely an outgoing person who wants to be around other people, who wants to talk to them about pet nutrition, get involved in their pet's life, and someone who just wants to be surrounded by people who are crazy about animals like they are.
Sure, absolutely. That's great. What's the training like? I mean, once you decide that you like them, they like you, you know, and you're ready to form a franchise partnership, what's the training like from that point? Do they come out to Colorado?
Yes, we have a formal 8-day training program prior to opening up their franchise where they come to one of our company stores. And it's a combination of classrooms, studying on nutrition and studying on some of the industry aspects of the business. There's a lot of hands-on training where they're actually operating one of our stores side by side, learning the recipes from the bakery. So there's 8 full days prior to their store opening. Then when the franchise is ready to open, we go out to their location for an additional 5 days, 3 days leading up to the opening, just to review and help them get prepared. And then we spend another 2 days after the store opens to help them feel comfortable with the operations. And then, of course, we have ongoing daily support and training. We've got quite an extensive line of modules that are used for training owners and staff members on pet nutrition and all the aspects of running the business. And, you know, we provide phone and email support during all business hours. So the training never stops because we absolutely know that our success is dependent on the franchisee's success.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
What's it feel like for the both of you to see that, you know, I mean, to be able to have a new franchise open, what is that feeling like for you, especially since you didn't intend to franchise this concept in the beginning, and now, you know, you're starting to see Wagon Wash franchises spread throughout the country. What does that feel like for you?
It's amazing. It's kind of unbelievable.
yeah, I imagine.
You know, when we first started the business, it was a small 1,500 square foot store.
Right.
It's grown into a 4,400 square foot store. And as we had customers that kept coming to us from further afield, you know, even deciding to grow the business in the first place, but then, you know, looking at, you know, franchisees who are ecstatic about being in, you know, part of the system, and, you know, I can feel their gratification, not only from them saying that, but just see, you know, just watching their interactions in their stores with their customers and with their staff. So it's exciting. It's fun to think that we've created something that someone else can take and run with as well.
Absolutely. What's a typical day like for a Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center franchisee? For someone who's listening and they say, you know what, I love pets, I want to go into my own business, this sounds like something really interesting. If you were to describe a typical day, if there is such a thing, how would you answer that question?
Well, you know, a typical day is going to be a retail environment. So you're going to be working hands-on with your customers. A lot of our day is spent educating customers on nutrition choices that we have in our stores for their pets. They may be coming to us with specific needs, whether they be allergies or digestive issues, et cetera. So it's a lot of one-on-one interaction with customers, and it's a lot of developing relationships. All of our customers consider themselves part of the WAG family, and they know when they walk in the door that we may not necessarily know the human's name right away, but we almost always remember the companion animal's name, and that's the most important thing to the customers. So you know, a lot of it is just spending one-on-one time with your customers and getting to know them. Of course, there's a lot of operational stuff involved. It is a retail store, so there are duties like getting your orders received, getting your orders
right.
placed, a lot of mentoring and training your staff to provide the level of service that we know is so important to our customers, and dealing with staff issues as well.
That's great. I guess I can give both of you the tagline or label you as entrepreneurs. What advice would you give to our listeners, Dan and Jeff? We call them aspiring franchipreneurs. I mean, they have it in their mind that, you know, they want to go into their own business. They most likely want to buy a franchise. And we find that many of them don't even know where to begin. So what would you say to them?
I think, in a nutshell, what are your likes, desires?
Mm-hmm.
And what impassions you? Where's your passion at? Where's
right.
your fire at?
Yeah. It is. It's good advice. And it's been a common theme throughout the years, too. It is important because, I mean, again, if you're going to be doing this every single day, and I can sense in talking to the both of you and reading about you that this is something that you truly enjoy to do, you know. It's beyond the money. The money's nice, but it sounds like you also enjoy fulfilling your customers' needs, don't you?
Absolutely. I think when you go into a job every day, even though it's got its great parts and its parts that you didn't like quite as much, you know, when you're walking in and you're just like thinking, this is really fun. I like
right.
this so much that it doesn't even seem like it's work. And yet you're getting a paycheck from it. That's,
right.
I mean, that's really, I think, what people are striving for.
That's fantastic. What kind of location, I guess, works best, or what do you look for in a location, Dan and Jeff? I have an idea about, like, how much space you need, but do you like to be, like, in a strip mall? Maybe if you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. After working in commercial real estate for several years, really, what's kind of fun about our concept is that it is such a destination
uh-huh.
type concept because we have not only the mix of goods, we have the services where you bring your dog or your cat, or we've had people bring some raccoons and some billy goats and some
wow.
pot-bellied pigs to wash,
that's
to self-wash, you know, or the grooming animals. Anyway, it lends itself well to being from a pad site location to being in line in a strip center or an end cap,
right.
or, it even works well for an entrepreneur who would be interested in purchasing a piece of real estate
mm-hmm.
and redoing it or doing something ground up, which we have done ourselves as well. So really it's a really broad arena of areas that will work well for us.
That's great. So where do you see Wagon Wash in, I guess if we had a crystal ball and we said, like, okay, 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, looking into our crystal ball, we're we're hoping for 2014 to have a nice, sustainable, conservative growth. We'd love to have about 10 more stores open in 2014.
Right.
And then going from that point forward, maybe start looking at, you know, a dozen or more each year after that. And just definitely seeing the business going nationwide. You know, we are in Colorado and Arizona right now, but we're
mm-hmm.
excited to be positioned now to be able to take it across the country. So we'd like to see a nice, sustainable, slow, and comfortable growth.
And it sounds like, yeah, not, you know, too big, too fast. Dan, is what you're saying, or it sounds like you're saying, you know, which is I think is great, you know, to not have 3,000, you know, by the next year would be a little overwhelming, you know. In doing the show 7 years, you know, we've seen some franchises, of course, you know, grow too big, too fast, you know. So I mean, that sounds like a nice steady growth plan, you know, for the business. So I think that's fantastic.
I think to expound on what Dan said, I think that since our goal is to be so service-oriented to
mm-hmm.
our customers in the store, we need to make sure that we can provide that same high level of service to
right.
our franchisees as well, and that's what we intend to do.
And I guess it's going to be interesting for the both of you, too, you know, in seeing that growth. You know, I mean, I guess your roles will also change over time, you know, as you bring in more franchisees and things of that nature. So it sounds like, you know, the next 3 to 5 years is going to be very interesting for you. So I think that's fantastic. What is the best way for our listeners to get more information, Dan and Jeff, on anything that you guys do, or particularly like the franchise opportunity itself? Is there any websites that they should go to?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the best way is through the website, and there's two avenues. They can check out everything about the business at wagonwash.com.
Okay.
WAGNWASH.com. And specifically for franchise information, there's either a link to it from the main site, or you can go franchise.wagonwash.com.
Easy enough. And I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. It was a privilege to talk to you. And I'd already like to invite both of you to come back on the show next year as you continue to grow. We're going to be watching you.
Thanks. We'd love to tell you about our growth.
Thanks, Dan and Jeff. You have a great day. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Franchise Interviews has been hosting Franchise Interviews for almost 6 years now and almost 300 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Art Collet, who is the president of Alpha Graphics, and Art has a wonderful quote. He says that franchising is one of the greatest inventions for small business, and he kind of expands why, so here we go. Fantastic program. I mean, when I saw it, I said I thought this was very exciting for you guys, you know, and it's going to be interesting to watch. And I mean, it sounds like your franchise partners are certainly going to appreciate something like this. And I guess that's the benefit of getting into franchising as well, isn't it, Art? You know, is to, you know, have a program like this, you know, a very strong program that the franchisees can really benefit from.
Yeah, I tell you, Marty, you know, you said something earlier, you know, I was saying earlier about, you know, that nearly 10 years of restaurant ownership.
Mm-hmm.
There were months, Marty, and we were not a franchise. There were months, Marty, where I begged for somebody to send a royalty check to. because I thought, man, if somebody could bring me some turnkey marketing programs, if somebody
exactly.
could bring me some training solutions that were already ready to go for the employees and how to hire them and who's the right person, how to recruit them, if somebody could bring me a process for creating more traffic at my restaurant or
right.
operational workflow and checklist, Marty, I believe, you know, and I've had people, you know, great people like, you know, Bud Hadfield, and I can, you know,
yeah.
go down the list of just the names of people that have, you know, are in my cell phone that I can call anytime. I mean, John Luther over at Duncan Brands and Jim Amos, who, you
right.
know, led mailboxes, et cetera, and you know
yeah.
all these names. I think they
oh, yeah.
I'm honored to be on your show today just knowing those guys.
Thank you.
People like that are people that you've interviewed. But,
yes.
You know, franchising, I believe, is the greatest invention for small business ownership.
Yeah.
Because franchising doesn't change the fact that you're still a small business owner.
Exactly.
All franchising should do, I mean, my job as president of Alpha Graphics is to take people who have decided they want to be a small business owner and they want to do it in this arena of providing visual communication solutions, whether that's a document solutions or marketing solutions, but my job as president of Alpha Graphics is just simply to take the hurdles that may be 6 feet high if you're out there on your own trying to do it yourself, and let's take them down to 6 inches. The hurdles
yeah.
are still there. You're still going to have employee issues. You're still going to have operational issues. You still need to have somebody. You're still going to deal with your financials and your business. And I think sometimes prospective franchisees forget that.
Yes.
They forget that they're still they may possibly think the franchisor is going to take those problems away. And there are some that we do remove off the table, but for the most part, they're all still there. We just have systems and approach and coaching and support to help you manage that. And now it's a little speed bump in the road in the road instead of a climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.